Did you know 77% of women who wear bladder weakness products experience intimate skin irritation?
As if having incontinence wasn't stressful enough.
But Tena Intimate Pads have been gynecologist tested and do not cause skin irritation.
Gentle on my intimate skin. I need to try Tena Intimate Pads.
Visit TenaSample.com for your free sample. Kind to skin, protects like Tena.
The following program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.
Portions of the following program may be pre-recorded.
I am Pastor Ernie Sanders, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. My radio broadcast, What's Right, What's Left, is coming up right now.
Independence, Ohio.
Changed our life for the better in many different ways.
Heard around the world every Monday through Friday.
Pastor Sanders is always years ahead of the rest of the media, telling you exactly what they're covering up.
This is What's Right, What's Left.
I tune in every chance I get to hear exactly what's going on with the voice of the Christian resistance.
Unabashedly cutting through the rhetoric by exposing the hard topics facing our society and world.
A lot of the other news media don't pick up the news items like he does.
And bringing to light the enemy of freedom who are out to steal your rights, your children, and enslaving you.
You really get the truth out. I can tune into your show and hear the unvarnished truth. Thank you.
This is What's Right, What's Left with Pastor Ernie Sanders.
Good evening and welcome to another edition of What's Right, What's Left on this, this May 20th, 2022. And tonight we have back in the boiler room, headed up by Radical Randy. I mean, he's the toiler in the boiler. And tonight we've got the Ritz with us. We've got the Ritz. We put on the Ritz. Barb and Ron. Okay, they're back there on those telephones. And, of course, our producer on the board, none other. He's no Snerdly. He is Courageous Craig.
Good evening, everybody. And it is last day of Pledge Week.
Okay. You gotta bring your volume up.
Is that better?
Yeah, because we couldn't hardly hear you. Boy, that's not good for the board operator. That's right. And then you heard that we got Let the Leaping Lisa.
Good evening, everyone.
Boy, she's been waiting all day for that. Okay. And we've got about 2 hours left to raise enough money to stay on the air for the next month. And our distinguished co-host tonight out there with us is none other than John Holman.
Well, good evening, Pastor Ernie, and Lord's blessings to all the listeners.
And so McTernan, we might be calling in a little later. He's been out speaking tonight. He's got a secret mission he's on. And so
he was walking to and fro upon the earth.
Yeah, that's what he's doing. And he makes those animal sounds when he's doing it. Did you ever hear him make those animal sounds?
Unfortunately.
One time I had a carload of women as I were taking them out, my wife and the women from the church. We were going to go out, do some shopping, and then to the restaurant. And McTurner called in, started making those animal sounds, and he entertained them for a whole hour with those animal sounds. That was something. Really something.
Yeah.
And so... all right, the numbers are 888-281-1110, 888-281-1110. We got less than 2 hours to finish tonight, or 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. Now, these folks called in just as we were going off last night and giving the invitation. And we want to say Wanda from Texas pledged 1,000. Thank you, Wanda. And Andrea from Illinois pledged 400. Terry from San Diego, 200. Becky from Texas, 50. Judy from Oregon, Oh, no, it's Ohio. Ohio, okay. 76. And Sarah from Orlando, 100. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Okay, all right, that's right. We've got Sasha. Oh, that's Sasha from Orlando. Sasha from Orlando. All right, there you go. Thank you, Sasha. All right. So, now with that, we got to get into the message site. And so, remember what the title of the message was? Can't you feel the kingdom coming?
Read his words, heed his signs. Can't you see these are the times? Earthquakes, famines, and pestilence are all on the rise. The love of man is waxing cold, just like the way that he foretold. With all these things now happening before our eyes, can't you feel the kingdom coming? Can't you sense a new day dawning, rising like the morning sun with healing in his wings? Rid up your minds to be believing, prepare your hearts to be receiving the soon to be returning Lord of Lords and King of Kings. When he comes in the clouds, each and every knee shall bow, every ear shall hear him, every eye shall see. His trump will sound, his fire will flash, as lightning shines from east to west, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. Can't you feel the kingdom coming? Can't you sense a new day dawning, rising like the morning sun with healing in his wings? Rid up your minds to be believing, prepare your hearts to be receiving the soon to be returning Lord of Lords and King of Kings. Our Savior and Deliverer and Redeemer, the Messiah, Jesus Christ, El Shaddai, Yahshua, hallelujah. Can't you feel the kingdom coming? Can't you sense a new day dawning, rising like the morning sun with healing in his wings? Rid up your minds to be
Amen. The Lord of Lords, King of Kings. Okay, folks, I'm sitting, I'm waiting for the phones to light up. You got to light them up. You got to. You've just got to do it, because look back there, poor little Debbie sitting there, or Barbara. Barbara's sitting there, and Ron's sitting there, and they're rookies at this stuff. They're back, they're looking at those phone lines. They expect them to light up. And Randy, well, Randy's out there. He's telling them, you know. All righty. Arlene in Chicago just pledged 100. Thank you, Arlene. Okay, so it looks like it's starting. With that, we can get going now. All right, John, we need you to start in 1 John chapter 2, verse 15, all the way through 29. Can you do that? Can you read verse 15 through 29?
1 John, what chapter?
Chapter 2.
Mm-hmm. Chapter 2. And start which verse?
15.
15. Here we go. Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, and the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world passeth away, and the lust thereof. But he that doth the will of God abideth forever. Little children, it is the last time. And as ye have heard that Antichrist shall come, even now are there many Antichrists, whereby we know that it is the last time. They went out from us, but they were not of us. For if they had been of us, they would no doubt have continued with us. They went out, that they might be made manifest that they were not all of us. But ye have an unction from the Holy One, and ye know all things. For I have not written unto you because ye know not the truth, but because ye know it, and that no lie is of the truth. Who is a liar but he that denieth that Jesus is the Christ? He is Antichrist that denieth the Father and the Son. Whosoever denieth the Son, the same hath not the Father. But he that acknowledgeth the Son hath the Father also. Let that therefore abide in you, which ye have heard from the beginning, and that which ye have heard from the beginning shall remain in you, ye also shall continue in the Son and in the Father. And this is the promise that he hath promised us, even eternal life. These things have I written unto you concerning them that seduce you. For the anointing which ye have received of him abideth in you, and ye need not that any man teach you, but as the same anointing teacheth you of all things, and is truth, and is no lie, and even as it hath taught you, ye shall abide in him. And now, little children, abide in him, that when he shall appear, we may have confidence, and not be ashamed before him at his coming. If ye know that he is righteous, ye know that everyone that doth righteousness is born of him.
All right, very good. So if we go back to verse 15, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. Explain the world to me, John.
Well, that is the world system. In other words, the things that it identifies in the next part there, neither the things that are in the world. So the things that are in the world are later defined here as the things that lust of the flesh, lust of the eyes, pride of life. Those things, we are not to be engaged in loving the world in that manner.
So, who promotes those things? Who promotes the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eyes and the pride of life? I mean, is it done sometimes in subtle ways? If you go, when they bring, say, a brand new car out, one of these new electric cars, and they show you the dashboard and all of the things you can do with this new electric car, and is that the lust of the eyes?
Well, they're designed to be that way, most of them. Well, at least they used to be, Pastor Ernie, to catch your eye, yeah.
Okay.
The designs were made that way.
And so what about the lust of the flesh? Would these young girls that run around almost naked nowadays, they have very little bikinis. I mean, with the whole backside is exposed. Would that cause men to lust for the flesh?
Yeah, and Pastor Ernie, it's not, well, I've left churches, walked out right before they started because of immodest apparel.
Well, I've preached in a lot of different ones, and a lot of times our policy is this. When we have, especially they're normally these young women that will come, and they will come and they will have maybe half a skirt on. And so what we don't, you don't embarrass them or anything. What we do is we have one of the ladies take them to the side and tell them that's not really appropriate dress for the church, but in a nice, kind, gentle way, because sometimes they just don't know any better, okay? And so...
Sure, yeah, that's the way to approach it, and that's the way a lot of things they used to do that, not so much that I see anymore, but...
Well, when I was saying to my wife, why do you think nowadays these girls are wearing these things called leghorns or something, whatever, and they're so very tight when they're wearing these that are so very tight? They're wearing those just to, cause the men to look upon them. And her response was, you can't hardly find them anywhere that's not that way. They're making them that way on purpose. And so I thought about that. I didn't think about that. But then there are stores where you can get much more modest clothing. I had some of the ladies in the church tell me that there's stores here and there where you can find modest clothing. But you're liable to, it's much harder to find nowadays for women. And so here he goes on and he says this. And what about the pride of life?
Excuse me, Pastor, and I have to hit my cough button. It's allergy season.
Boy, do I know that. Boy, do I know that.
I'm sorry. It's bad here where I live, very bad. It's one of the worst areas in the country. Well, the pride of life, people can get puffed up about a lot of things, their position in life, their... their possessions, all manner of things that puff people up with pride, are out there enticing them to, to act proud. And then the thing that comes most to my mind now is being proud of sin, the gay pride. Well, what kind of a thing is that to be proud of, Pastor? Are you proud of sin?
Well, first of all, look, what does the Bible teach us that we are to be proud of? What does the Bible teach us that we are to be proud of? Absolutely nothing, John. The Bible says we're to be thankful, but not proud. And here's the reason for that, John. If you have any redeeming merits or characteristics, it's not something you've acquired yourself. You know how many times I've heard people talk about that? He's a self-made man. There ain't no such thing as a self-made man, okay? Without God's grace, it's without God's grace. Apart from God, you're nothing, and you will accomplish nothing. If God in his mercy don't allow you to accomplish certain things, if God in his mercy, not one of us ever chose who our parents would be. We didn't choose when we would be born, where we would be born. We could not choose what our gender would be. Back in those days, there was only two. And so here, we have nothing to be proud of. Every good thing, the Bible says every good thing is a gift of God. Every good thing is a gift of God. So now, instead of pride...
I want to add something to that. Mm-hmm. Paul warns, it says not to basically, I'm not going to call it promote, a novice, because they can become puffed up. And I have seen that happen. I years and years ago, I warned a pastor about making a novice a deacon, and it turned out real bad, Pastor Ernie.
Well, you can't always tell, and let me tell you why that is, okay? First of all, they choose deacons. A lot of people don't realize this. You have some of these churches, actually, they vote on who a deacon will be. That's not what the Bible instructs. The Bible instructs people are to suggest to a pastor, you know, Smith and Jones and Williams and whatever, and the pastor is to pick his deacon. Now, a lot of times the pastor will pick on what he sees as his, in other words, in that deacon. And, for example, I appointed and made a deacon out of a fellow who was living a very, it looked like a real good family life, had good wife, children were in line, and it was that way for several years. But one day, he just up and took off and deserted and took off and left his wife and family. You don't know what they're going to do. So that's what Scripture says, not to lay hands on a man too quickly. That means not to ordain him for the ministry or to, like you said, make him a deacon too quickly. But, that will happen now and then, okay? But now sometimes the signs would be very, very obvious. You would see people that you know are not ready to become a deacon in the church, that they've got a lot of problems and a lot of things in their life that would have to be cleared up with first. But sometimes, just like this, okay, somebody comes to you and says, all right, I want to be baptized. And I say, well, why do you want to be baptized? And they say all the right things. They tell you that they've prayed to the Lord, they've given their heart to the Lord Jesus, they asked him to be the Lord of their life, all of her life, and they want to be baptized, you know. But you kind of know these people, and you don't have that opinion that they're really even saved. And so you question them again, and they say all the right things. So now, what is our duty if they come to us? If they're saying the right things, are we to baptize them? Do we put our opinion over their testimony? Because, you know, we can't look upon their heart. We just have to go by what they've, if they made the opinion, then we're responsible to baptize them, right? All right, very good. Now let's move on here. Here he says this, little children, it is the last time, and we have heard that Antichrist shall come. Even now there are many Antichrist, whereby we shall know that it is the last time. So do we have many, many Antichrists here today?
Yes.
So what is an Antichrist? Well, is an Antichrist someone who comes out and says, I am an Antichrist, and, or is an Antichrist someone who comes pretending to be like a wolf in sheep's clothing?
Well, I think there's a lot of characteristics that can qualify someone to be titled Antichrist with a small a, and, you know, the list is here. To deny the Son, and of course, what immediately comes to my mind is the Muslims. Even in the Quran, it says God has no Son. And then there are people by their behavior that act out the part of an Antichrist. They oppose everything that God is for. And then there are people that the atheists. They don't believe in God at all. They deny everything. So, you know, I think there are many, many antichrists, as it says here.
Barack Obama.
To us,
Barack Obama says that Jesus is the Savior, but he's only one of many Saviors. And so he said that he is the one that you've been waiting for. He said this, I am the one that you've been waiting for. I am the one that I've been waiting for. Would you consider that an Antichrist?
No, yeah. I mean, if he wants to impose himself into Christ's role, of course.
What about George Soros? George Soros says, "I am a god."
Yeah, he's a small A antichrist. Yeah.
Okay. What about Calypso Louis Farrakhan?
Yeah.
He said he was the savior until Obama came, and then Obama was the savior, but then that didn't last long. Okay.
Oh, he usurped Calypso Louis' power from him. That wasn't very nice.
Alrighty. We're going to listen to this, folks. Pay close attention to the clip we're going to play, because you will not see this on NBC, ABC, or you will not hear this on any of those, or Fox News. They're still promoting the kill shots. They're still promoting the kill shots to thin out the population, okay? They are still trying to thin out the population with the kill shots. We're bringing you this so you'll know who you can trust. Go ahead and take it away. Take it away.
Death increases between 8,100% and 30,200% following COVID-19 vaccination compared to unvaccinated children, according to official ONS data. The Office for National Statistics has revealed without meaning to that children are 82 to 303x more likely to die following COVID-19 vaccination than children who have not had the COVID-19 vaccine. On 16th of May 2022, the Office for National Statistics, ONS, published a dataset containing details on deaths by vaccination status in England between 1st Jan 2021 and 31st of March 2022. The dataset contains various tables showing details such as monthly age standardized mortality rates by vaccination status for deaths involving COVID-19, and monthly age standardized mortality rates by vaccination status for non-COVID-19 deaths. Here's an example that has been taken from Table 2 of the latest dataset. As you can see, the ONS has chosen not to include children in the calculated mortality rates despite the fact children as young as 5 are now eligible for COVID-19 vaccination. They also grouped young adults as a group ranging from age 18 to 39, a period of 22 years, while all other age groups are a period of 10 years, 40 to 49, 50 to 59, etc. It's things like this that make you believe they must have something to hide, and it turns out they definitely have. Because on Table 9 of the Deaths by Vaccination Status dataset, the ONS have inadvertently provided enough details on deaths among children and teenagers by vaccination status for us to calculate the mortality rates ourselves, and they are horrendous. Here are the figures published by the ONS in Table 9 for 10 to 14-year-olds, and here are the figures published by the ONS in Table 9 for 15 to 19-year-olds. As you can see, the ONS has given us both the number of deaths and person years by vaccination status. This means we can perform simple math to calculate the mortality rates per 100,000 person years ourselves. All we need to now do is divide the person years by 100,000, and then divide the number of deaths by the answer to that equation. So for unvaccinated 10 to 14-year-olds, we perform the following calculation to work out the all-cause death mortality rate: 2,684,874 person years. 100,000 equals 26.84874 164 deaths. 26.84874 equals 6.1. Therefore, the all-cause mortality rate per 100,000 person years among unvaccinated 10-14-year-olds is 4.58 deaths per 100,000 person years between 1 Jan 21 and 31 March 22. Now all we have to do is use the same formula to calculate the mortality rates per 100,000 person years for all vaccination statuses among 10 to 14-year-olds and 15 to 19-year-olds. Here are the calculated mortality rates by vaccination status among 15-19-year-olds based on the ONS calculated person years. And here are the calculated mortality rates by vaccination status among 10-14-year-olds based on the number of deaths and ONS calculated person years. These figures are horrifying. The ONS data shows that between 1 Jan 21 and 31 March 22, double-vaccinated children aged 10 to 14 were statistically up to 39 times more likely to die than unvaccinated children, and double-vaccinated teenagers aged 15 to 19 were statistically up to 4 times more likely to die than unvaccinated teenagers. But it's the triple-vaccinated figures that are truly frightening when it comes to children. The ONS data shows that between 1 Jan 21 and 31 March 22, triple-jabbed children aged 10 to 14 were statistically 303 times more likely to die than unvaccinated children of COVID-19, 69x more likely to die of any cause other than COVID-19 than unvaccinated children, and 82x more likely to die of all causes than unvaccinated children. This suggests that three doses of a COVID-19 injection increase the risk of all-cause death for children by an average of 8,100%, and the risk of dying of COVID-19 by an average of 30,200%. Whilst two doses increase the risk of all-cause death by an average of 3,600%. But as things currently stand, it's the other way round for teenagers. Two doses of a COVID-19 injection increase the risk of all-cause death for teens aged 15 to 19 by an average of 300%. Whilst three doses increase the risk of all-cause death by an
average... All right, now, what you folks were listening to this, but you couldn't see the charts. They had all, the ONS had all of this on charts. And it was amazing. They know out there, believe me, if we know this, if we can read the charts, if we can... take down, this is a, you know, these are very credible. It's not like what you hear today on any of the fake news media, folks. These are real facts that we're telling you. These are the real charts. You're not going to get this. Well, the AMA has all of this information, but they are a part of the woke movement. They're a major part now of the cleansing of the planet, if you will, and the depopulation program. And so they're still giving these children shots. And these children that are taking these shots are 331 times more likely to die than the children of the same age group that do not receive the killer shots called the vaccines. Okay. Anyhow... you won't get that anywhere. You're not going to get that on NBC, ABC, or CBS. Folks, we got to hear from you. Now, let me see. Where do we leave off? We wanted to say that Vince in New York pledges 10. Maria and Bob pledges 200. Susan in Michigan pledges 100. Linda in New York pledges 150. And Dixie in Massachusetts pledges 50. Right now, folks, we're $5,400 short. We're $5,400 short of what we need. $5,400. Listen, we've got just an hour and 10 minutes. We've got an hour and 10 minutes to raise $5,400. You've got to light the phone lines up. This is the last night. John, could you grovel a little bit and beg?
Yeah, let me give them a good reason to light up the phones here, Pastor. Right now, you heard a lot of... information that you're only going to hear, critical information, you're only going to hear from Pastor Ernie. And one of the guests that we had in the past, I'm going to do a little ad here for him because he's a good brother in the Lord. And he was the former chief of staff for our gubernatorial Republican candidate in Pennsylvania, his brother Doug Mastriano. Hopefully he's going to win the election. And this is from Tony DiGiuseppe. He is now Gun Owners of America executive director. And I'm going to give you his telephone number because you may want to call him. His telephone number is 8585 extension 121, that's gunowners.org. His email is tonydgiuseppe@gunowners.org. Now, the reason I'm telling you that is because, listen, Gun Owners of America do some good things, and here's something that they're doing right now, and it's going on in Nevada. The Gun Owners of America are having a 2A Freedom Rally, Pro-Gun Club Vegas. That's located at 12801 Old U.S. 95, Boulder City, Nevada, 89.05, and it's going to be on May 28th from 9 to 6 p.m., and they're going to have some guest speakers there, and they're going to have candidates for the state of Arizona, Adam Laxalt for U.S. Senate, April Becker, Congressional District 3, Annie Black, Congressional District 4, Stavos Anthony, Nevada, Lieutenant Governor, Sigil Kata, Nevada Attorney General, Jacob DeVille, Assembly District 37, and they're also going to have the guest speakers there, Tim Macy, he is the GOA President, Stephen Williford, Barefoot Defender, Eric Blandford, YouTube Celebrity, 158888. And so go on out there, folks. These Gun Owners of America, they want to help promote genuine patriotic nationalist candidates in Nevada. So go on out there and, attend the rally.
All right, very good.
They got to hear Tony.
Very good. All right, folks, listen. Kathy in Florida pledges 200. Thank you, Kathy. 888-281-1110. 888-281-1110. Or 888-677-9673. Boy, this is, folks, this is a very serious time. This is the end. We really got to make it. We're 5,200 short. 5,200 short right now of our goals. So we need to hear from you. It's very important. Now, here. Here, I've time and time again, I've wondered when you had people like Governor Cuomo and some of the most wicked, wicked people there in New York, and that Cardinal Dolan would be on Fox News all the time, and when asked why they let these people take communion, they were not, forced to leave the Roman Catholic Church because, if they were poor and people were poor were doing the very same thing, committing the same sins that people like Cuomo did, and Dolan said, well, he didn't think it'd do any good. That's not supposed to be an opinion thing. It's supposed to be, do you have the integrity? See, that's the problem today. There's such a shortage of integrity out there. Such a shortage of integrity. Well, now, finally, here, danger to her own soul she is risking. San Francisco Archbishop bars Pelosi from Holy Communion due to her support for abortion. Finally, the San Francisco Archbishop Salvatore Cordeleon on Friday announced that Nancy Pelosi will no longer be admitted to Holy Communion due to her support of abortion. Finally, someone has the guts. Now, he may have Byrne Luton murder or Antifa. That's Nancy Pelosi's brown shirts. They may be outside his church. But you know what? He should wear that as a badge of honor. For standing up and doing the right thing, okay? So anyhow, finally, that happens. And so, folks, it's been our position from very day one, no compromise period. And that's what we've been in for 50 years. We've taken that position. So thank you, Salvador Cordeleon. All right. I'm still waiting. I haven't had one more. I guess we'll just have a minute of silence until we see another pledge come up on the board there. So, are you ready to grovel, John?
Pastor Ernie, we're letting our needs be known, which is what the Bible says to do. Now, if anyone's listening out there that thinks that this program is not needed and not necessary, you're, in my opinion, wrong. There are very, well, I'm trying to think of another outlet where you're going to hear the kind of information that you're going to hear from Pastor Ernie. You know, and I don't want to keep going on about the COVID thing, but look, we were first out of the gate, first to bring you all the information, medical professionals, Dr. John, Nurse Penny, early on, way out ahead, and McTernan and I, and we put it all together and showed you how all this, the hydroxychloroquine was sabotaged, how they deliberately did it, gave you all the medical evidence, gave you all the evidence, and proved that this was deliberately, the cure was sabotaged. Where are you going to hear information like that? And Pastor Ernie pointed it out tonight, and those numbers that he gave astonished me, the rate at which children are dying based on these death shots is astonishing, and it's sad.
And NBC, ABC, CBS, all of them. Folks, you can absolutely, every time in Fox News too, you can completely depend upon them to betray you. They know yeah. this. They have this information, and they know that the children are dying. Look, here. I was just talking about today about going back to Israel, and my good friend Dave is putting together another group to go back to Israel. And so I was discussing that with my wife, and she says, what about this? Cardiologists estimate 30% of U.S. pilots may have COVID jab-induced heart conditions. Listen to this. Cardiologists estimate 30% of U.S. pilots may have COVID jab-induced heart conditions. We are on the precipice of a major uptick in a very serious heart problems among the otherwise young, healthy Americans due to the mass disseminated mRNA COVID shots. Observations from several major medical experts, including a well-known cardiologist, suggest that we are some individuals who appear to be facing worrisome jab-related heart problems. Our commercial airline pilots, advocacy groups also say these pilots are being forced to keep mum, and about their health issues, and that are a far greater percentage of them are likely suffering than the U.S. Federal Aviation Administration would like to admit. There you go. So here, I want you to think about that the next time you get on an airplane. You know, I mean, they should at least, they should never have two jabbed pilots in that cockpit. One of them should be, at least should be unjabbed. And because, again, you're not hearing about all the young people that are dropping dead, the athletes especially, from these poisonous pokes, folks. You're not hearing about it, but that's why we're here. All righty, 888-281-1110. We have just about 62 minutes left to raise the amount that we need. And Jack in Ohio pledges 19, and Rose in PA pledges 100. So we need, right now, we need about 5,100, by the end. We got 1 hour to do 5,100. So unless one of you out there, all it takes is one of you to pledge 5,100, and then we're okay, right? Right, John?
Yeah, absolutely. So get the cash rolling out here, and keep the pastor on the air. So, and get it in before McTernan gets here, so he won't get a swelled head if it happens after he's here.
Yeah, but think about this. You got to remember, so far, we've made our goals, actually exceeded our goals four nights this week. One night we came 2,000 short, but we went over, the next night went over 2,000. We made up the 2,000, then we went over another 2,000. So, here now, you and McTernan come on, Do you know how bad that looks if we don't make it?
I know, Pastor. And then, you know, we'd just have to talk to each other Friday nights.
All right.
Well, they won't get to hear the interesting conversations that we have.
But there's a stigma attached to that. If we don't do it tonight with you and McTernan, I mean,
we won't be back. You're going to take us off the air. I know it's coming.
Well, you know, your children will find out. And they'll be telling their friends, you know what happened with my dad? And even your grandchildren. That's, you have to live with that, don't you? Folks, don't do this to them. Don't do it to these fellows. Okay. We got, let me see. JR in West Virginia pledges $250. All right, folks, we right now are down to about 48. We need about 4,800 by, and we got 1 hour to do it. 4,800 and 1 hour to do it. There you go. So 888-677-9673. All right. You ready for this one? Now, see, you're not, nobody's talking about this hardly, but the Dow Jones is down 8 consecutive weeks. This has not happened, John, in over 90 years. John, this has not happened in over 90. The Dow is set for another week of declines. This Dow has now been down for 8 consecutive weeks. Like, this has not happened, John, since 1923. And so,
yeah, Pastor Ernie, I think it's kicking off more Biden buyer remorse. And, you know, in a personal note, I know somebody and I tried to dissuade them from voting for Biden. And they're orange man bad. That was, you know, they had no reason, but they voted and were pushing Biden. So I said to them, how's your selection working out now? Well, I lost a lot of money in my 401k. I said, well, make sure you donate again big time to the Democratic Party. And, you know, I was joking around with him, but, you know, he took it seriously. So, you know, I think at least on that incident, I think that ends it with the promoting for the Democrats. So hopefully, Pastor Ernie, I saw this poll that there was still 39% of our population that supported Joe Biden after all the destructive things he's done to America. That astonishes me.
That poll's phony as Biden is.
That's what I thought. I thought this can't be right. There can't be that many insane people in the United States of America. Anyone that could support someone that's destroying our country has to be insane.
Hey, do you remember like when the pastors would get in the pulpits and they would preach against a thing called sin? Do you remember that?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, did you know that God's Word, the Bible, teaches very clearly without a single stutter that to vote for a wicked person, is a sin? In fact, it teaches very clearly that those that do that should be accursed. They should be accursed to do that. Did you know that?
Yeah. In Hebrews, it tells you that there are those that commit it and those that take pleasure in them doing it. So, yeah, it's the same.
Do you know of any pastors that get in the pulpit and preach what I just said, that to vote for a wicked person is a sin? It's a sin against God and against the people. Mm-hmm. Do you know of anybody that does that? I've been doing that for 50 years.
Well, if I would have made a guess, of course I would have said you.
But do you know why I've been doing that?
Because you want to be right with the Lord.
Because God's Word, the Bible, demands that you preach the whole gospel, huh?
Right. Yeah, you don't tickle ears. You don't do what benefits your pocketbook. You do what the Lord says to do.
All right. Monica in Texas pledges $25. Thank you, Monica. All right, folks, 888-281. We're ready. Now we have less than an hour. We have 55 minutes to raise, what is it, 4,800. 55 minutes to raise $4,800. So, 888-281-1110. 888-281-1110. 888-677-9673. John, if we don't get this, our goal tonight, on the last night, are you going to go home feeling totally rejected? Totally rejected.
Well, probably won't sleep. But, you know, folks, listen, I've been toying around with the idea of getting a very special unknown guest for Pastor Ernie, and I think he'd be very delighted. So please keep us on the air, because I have this plan and I want to carry it out. So if you want to hear all about who this mystery guest will be that will delight Pastor Ernie, please keep us on the air. And, you know, you're not going to hear information like this anywhere else. Anywhere else. Now, Pastor Ernie, you and I discussed something, and I believe you're right on about this, because in Pennsylvania, very fortunately, Doug Mastriano became our candidate for the Republican Party for governor. But to my surprise, I thought that Russ Diamond would be the lieutenant governor pick, but I don't ever heard of this person. Representative Carrie Lewis Deloroso is a Republican who represents a district north of Pittsburgh, and she talked to NBC 10, but anyway, she discussed the Republican nominee Doug Mastriano for governor and how she differs with Mastriano on some issues.
Well, you know, Ernie, go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead.
Well, you know, here's what's been happening all over the country. What's been happening all over the country, you know, when we thought this was going to be just a tsunami of the conservatives, but the opposition has been running. The Democrats have been running out flyers, and they've been putting them out there to the Rhino Republicans, telling them, the Democrats, to register as Republicans, to get a Republican ballot. And because we're running Democrats as Republicans, and that's been going around. So what's happening, they've been doing that. And I can tell you, in one county out here, Portage, I believe it was, we had, as far as the Republican ballots taken, 181% of the registered Republicans got ballots. In other words, guess what? They weren't registered Republicans. Now, I know in our county, it's not a very heavy populated county. You had you only had something like 13,000 registered Republicans, and then like 6,000. Well, there's more than that that actually would vote, though. You had somewhere like 6,000 registered Democrats. But when it came to vote, instead of 13,000, which would have been 100%, you had 16,000 Republican ballots, and only 3,000 Democrats voted for a Democrat ballot. So what does that tell you?
Yeah, it's working a plan.
Okay, Monica in Texas pledges 25. And come on, folks, we got to have something. We got to get... Oh, it looks like McTurnan's here. You better bring him up. Are you there, McTurnan?
Yes, I am, Pastor Ernie. I'm on the road here, so I don't know how my signal is, but I've been listening to you for a little bit.
Well, you better get off the road before somebody runs you over.
I'm on the road with my vehicle.
Oh, okay. Get ready. You called just in time to go to a break, so hang tight. We'll be back right after this, one more. Here he comes in right at the very end. Be right back with more.
Fight the fight. Fight the lie. Feel our land. Let's come against the night.
Thank you for listening to What's Right, What's Left, the voice of the Christian resistance. To support this ministry, head to wrwl.org. That's WRWL.org. Mail your donations to What's Right, What's Left Ministries. 14781 Sperry Road, Newberry, Ohio, 44065. If you missed part of tonight's program, you can check out the podcast at thewordcleveland.com. Thewordcleveland.com. Once again, thank you for listening and supporting What's Right, What's Left Ministries, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. The second hour is coming up next.